Listen closely. The views discussed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts. Audience discretion is advised.
And don't hold this shit against us.
And here we go again with another episode of The Winning Podcast with your host, Luigi. Yeah, bro, you're right. I'm in a lot of pain. This is hard. But we're going to keep pushing on. Who am I with today?
As always, or rather, for at least the last five episodes, it's Caleb.
I got to keep the people on their toes. We're not recording this one via video. I don't think I said that right. But I've been really off it lately. Lately, I've been feeling like, you know how when you were a kid and as your parents get older, you like start messing up words and start saying stupid shit? I feel like I'm entering that stage and I don't know how I feel about that. Or I'm just tired or need a break. That's why I'm going on vacation. We'll see which one it is.
Starting to get to that point, like, you ever wonder how people in like the deep south just started speaking, you know, in a fluid motion, like it's all one word almost. Mm-hmm. We're starting to get to that point. You're like so comfortable in your vernacular and like the way that you speak that you're just like, yeah, people understand if I just talk.
Yeah. I also feel like I just talk a little too fast sometimes, but we'll see. I want to get right in. Actually, what were you talking about earlier?
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, this is a random question. You ever avoided, like, meeting somebody, hooking up with somebody, dating somebody because they have the same name as somebody that you previously hooked up with?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Which, I thought you were going to ask me how I am. I'm doing great.
That was just a random question I was going to ask before we started recording. But, yeah, no, how are you?
Yeah. I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited for this trip. I feel like I'm actually looking forward to sleeping on the plane because that's probably going to be some good sleep. Wake up, watch a movie, fall asleep again. I'm about to get a neck pillow. But besides that, you know, I think I'm in pretty good health. I think that's what people my age would say when somebody asks them how you feeling. Sorry, I got
not
distracted.
Not even past 30 yet.
I know, bro. I got distracted. But I'm doing good. To answer your question, though, it depends. Like, I have an ex. That word overall, like, her name overall is just, to me, forever ruined. Only because it applies to so many different ways to spell that name, to say that name, and other living things in the world to objects. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, it is what it is. I date two Britneys. You know, because I think I don't think I've ever dated two people with the exact same name, but I've definitely dated a Brenna while you were dating a Brenna.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like that's happened. funny enough, they both ended the same way, but.
Very fair.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, I don't think that I do it consciously, but at some point in my life when I became conscious of the idea that I hadn't, like, dated or been with two people who had the same name, like, it became, like, a subconscious thing that happened in my dating life, was that I just have never actually been involved with two people that have the same name. Except, well, I have now, I guess, at this point in my life. There's been two people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one name, and that's it. That's the only duplicate
what
I've
name
ever
is it?
Experienced is Katie.
Oh.
It's spelled differently, obviously, but, like, I...
For the most... Yeah.
I yeah, for the mean. Most part, like, my list is just entirely, like, different names.
I feel like the women I've dated all have very unique names, for one. And even the one that's, like, you know, common and you could apply to a whole lot of things, even the full name... is something that's fairly different. So I never really run into the issue of... I would say even then, like, thinking about it, Brenna is probably the most common name of anyone I've ever dated. I've never dated an Ashley or, like, a Sarah. I just haven't.
That's fair.
Maybe that's a pattern because, unlike you, I'm not into white women, but we won't dive into all that.
Oh, my gosh.
But... we might have to take that out. Oh, shit.
Hey, I'm here for all... I'm here for all people, all things. You know?
No, me too. That was just me talking shit. But at the same time, what I wanted to get into, because we are going to New York. This is the last episode you'll hear before I board the plane. I was about to make a joke, but that might be something I have to do off camera. Let me see. This is 4:55. All right, let me make a note, because I'm going to make the joke, and I just got to make a note. At 4:55, silence. All right, I'm going to make the joke now. This is the last episode we're going to take before going to New York, and you never know. I might end up like Aaliyah, never get there.
Oh, no.
All right. R.I.P. Back to regular day programming, because I'm sure you guys didn't hear all that. I like making playlists when I go on these trips. I'm not going to lie to you. I like creating the sound of how my life's about to be a movie. Like, I really do this shit. Funny enough, Drake and 21 Savage about to drop a whole entire album, which I might have to keep on repeat, depending on how good it is, which I feel like it's going to be pretty fire all weekend. I think it's called Her Lost.
Her Loss.
Huh? Her Loss? Oh, okay. You know, just excuse the list there. I told y'all, big things happening around here. But people online are saying this is Drake's trilogy, because he did Certified Lover Boy, he did on, and then Honestly Nevermind, and then this is Her Loss. I don't know if I'm going to buy into that.
I don't know if it's accurate to place those three albums as Drake's trilogy, because like his first two albums in and of themselves were like, if you dropped Star Wars Episode 4 and 5, and then you were like waiting for 6, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if I consider this to be Drake's Carter series or whatever, the blue. I don't know.
And I don't know, like, you can't say that any of this is like a Carter series either, because the Carter series is like mixtapes that we just tried to make more money off of.
Man, no way.
If you put it out like,
there is no way.
Well, I'm saying,
we're not going to say the Carter series are mixtapes that we try to.
No, what I'm saying is the grit behind them has more of a mixtape feel.
Well, yeah, that was like early 2000s. Hip hop and rap was all new and everything.
But I mean, Wayne also just does that, and Jay-Z does that too. Like, yeah, they just drop things that they could, for them, could have been mixtapes. They could have recorded that shit way long ago. You don't even know.
That's true. But the reason why I don't think this is a trilogy is because, why is Drake advertising his trilogy with 21 Savage? That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it just doesn't. Why would Drake?
Well, yeah, you can't call a collaborative album.
Yeah, like, part of my rollout for my trilogy. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. Which Drake didn't.
Yeah.
But you know, all the Twitter. Hey, you let Twitter get any information, bro, and they'll spin that however they want. I mean, if it's gonna be something like Jimmy Crooks, that album's gonna slap. I'm not gonna lie to you. If obviously try like some that, new stuff try some new styles. I'm sure they will. I'm a big fan of both of them. If it's anything like Jimmy Crooks or anything they've done in the past, bro, like, this is some New York, my life's a movie type of album coming out at the right time. You got some new Kodak. I'm a big fan of Kodak, bro, and what's funny is I've linked up with more Haitians recently. And I'm finding out, bro, Kodak is deep rooted in the Haitian community. But he put out, what, two new tracks lately? I like them both. I think Kodak's probably one of the better rappers out there. You know, take away whatever he got going on in the public. Kodak goes hard. I can't even front on that. Kodak's music slaps.
Man, honestly, Kodak has done some wild things in his personal life. Mm-hmm. And sure, we cannot condone all of those things. However, I just think that Kodak is like, he's real in touch with his youth, you know? Like, he's like a kid in some of the best ways, in that he's like almost entirely ignorant to things, and that's okay. Because like, that's just who he is. That's the persona that he's built. Like, the other day, I sent you a couple of these over Twitter, I think. But I was just on Twitter the other day, and somebody was like, you know, in honor of Kodak about to drop new music, like, here is a thread of all of the funniest clips that I could find of Kodak.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Man, and just like the one where he was like helping that girl after she crashed her car. And
wait,
Bro, did you Kodak, guys see that?
The Good Samaritan out here?
Oh my no god. Way. So Kodak was like driving down the highway, he pulled over, he's on live, mm-hmm. being like, hey, you know, the oh my god, hold on. I
my bad,
find
I was
this.
Pulling this up. Like, I don't know who this is. He's like, but, the whip. I don't know who this is, but this is another example of Kodak just be out here doing things. So today I woke up and somebody was like, yo, Kodak's dating so and so. I was like, who's dating Kodak Black? Not to say anything about Kodak, but I was like, who? Why is this picture so terrible? No, pull up what you're pulling up, because we're going to have to.
You're crazy, man. Y'all see this shit, man? You
and they playing my song on the radio.
That nigga is playing his own music in the car. I fuck with that. I ain't gonna lie.
No, I think he was saying literally it was playing on the radio. Like, wherever he was at, it was playing on the radio. He
that's
was,
cause crazy.
It had just switched, and he was like, see, and they playing my song on the radio. And, bro, he walks over, and this girl's car is flipped over on the side of the highway, and he's like, hey, what happened? He's like, I'm gonna call police. Or, no, he goes, I ain't gonna call police, but they will.
Yeah, yeah.
And the girl was like, no, please, wait, don't call the police. Because low-key, she was hammered.
Low-key, this is what Kodak's dating right now.
My goodness.
Mr. Yak.
Mr. Yak.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
Voodoo baby.
Yeah, bro, I ain't mad at that. Do your thing.
You're a voodoo baby.
He must have, bro, because how you pull that? I know, that's what we might have to use as a... as the intro for this, yeah. What's good? What's up, Kodak? Super gremlin.
He said, why flashing black and white like that? I'm a voodoo baby.
That's hard. Anyway, Roddy Ricch also dropped a new track or album. I'm not sure. My brother was playing it, I think, the other day. It didn't sound bad. You know what I mean? Like, I listened to it. I don't know what happened to Roddy Ricch. I feel like at one point, for a couple weeks, that man had to... Okay, not like that.
It's like Fetty Wap.
No. Fetty Wap is a lot more tragic than that.
Oh my goodness.
But Roddy Ricch, I feel like, dropped a song, right? What was it called?
The Martin Truck.
No, not that. The song that... The Box?
Yeah.
That's, oh, he dropped... I remember there was a movie about that too, wasn't there?
Jesus, probably.
There was. With Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I'm sure that gave him some more traction. I feel like... For that period of time, Roddy Ricch was like, he was supposed to be the next number one artist. But now, am I wrong to say I feel like this man's like a back burner rapper?
Okay, so
am I wrong to say that?
Here's the thing: you can't determine whether like where somebody's gonna rank amongst like rappers based off of one hit single, like. If that's the case, then Billy Ray Cyrus is one of the greatest.
No, but I'm saying, No. Roddy Ricch has talent. I'm not going to take that away from him.
Yeah.
I feel like he took too long to follow up with that hit single because all the music he was putting up around that time, all fire. Like I'd say they're all really good. He knows how to rap. But I feel like once he dropped his album, you know, like it didn't really do what he thought it was going to do. And now he's not really coming back, is what I'm saying.
Hey. Maybe.
You feel like that's not true?
I feel like you gotta give it more time.
His second album is what flopped. And so after the first album, because it won Grammys, it mm-hmm. won everything. But that second album that dropped last year just plummeted.
I don't remember what that album was called. You know, that's but true. I do know he had a couple songs in there, like I think like two.
Yeah, you see, there was not that good. That last album that had the box. Mm-hmm. Every song on there, like you said,
mm-hmm.
automatic banger.
Yeah.
But that second
he did sweep the Grammys, I forgot.
You gotta curate your albums, man.
Man, I just thought he looks like Manny, bro. Like that one dude.
Oh god.
that always trips me up.
When you are dropping music like that, like you gotta curate your shit, right? Mm. So if you drop an album that like wins you all these awards, then it stands to reason that you didn't save all of your best shit for the next one.
Yeah.
Like, and the things that you just had on hand when it came due to the deadline for you to drop another album, that's just what they dropped. Like, it really comes down to the label, like the studio, all mm-hmm. that stuff. at the end. It's not really like Roddy's like, all right, guys, like I want to drop these songs on these dates. Like they record a bunch of music and a lot of or at least a lot of times in the music industry, they bring you in, you record a bunch of stuff, and then they drop it over time as they get things like releases.
Which to clear is crazy because I feel like artists are always complaining about like, oh, I can't drop my music, I can't da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. But I feel like Roddy was getting groomed to be the next great rapper, which now looks like Ice Spice or Glorilla. You know, Glorilla's a special soul. Bless her soul. I hope everything works out for her.
I don't even really know much about Glorilla.
Man, you know, like, she's getting... people are really getting on her for how she looks, is all I'm going to say.
That's weak.
Yeah, but I think she's bad.
I'm always be hating.
Yeah, bro. But it seems like... because I think I was seeing Glorilla had a song with Jadakiss and somebody else. I could be wrong, because I don't think I heard her come on the song, or maybe she was just that filthy. She just blended in with the niggas. I don't know. But I haven't heard any of her music.
We'll have to do that after this.
Yeah. But right now, I think she's one of the artists on the scene that I feel like is going to be maybe the next Roddy Ricch. I don't know if Ice Spice. I don't know, bro. These names are getting ridiculous. Tell me these names are getting ridiculous. Put your hands up right now in the stream if you don't think these rapper names are getting out of hand. Okay.
They are definitely getting out of hand.
But anyway, so yeah, again, I'm just trying to set the vibe for New York. Like, I already know what vibe I'm trying to be on. But I don't know. I got to wait for some more music to come out, because I'd like it for it to be new music, you know, try to move forward a little bit and not try to bring the same vibes we've had in Seattle to New York. So that's why I'm kind of baking that Drake album, so we'll see. Talking about Drake and Toronto and Canada, which we didn't really, but...
I was about to say, where are you going with that?
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Tory Lanez is on house arrest for beating up August Alsina. Oh, I didn't think that actually happened. I thought that was another publicity thing.
Yeah.
Which, can I be honest, on the podcast, maybe this is considered a conspiracy, but I really feel like in Hollywood, there's all these made up courts and like laws and everything. This didn't really happen. This is like another media thing where, you know what I mean? Like house arrest. I feel like Tory Lanez is like up on a set. They're like, hey, for the next 2 months, you got to act like you're on house arrest because that's how we're going to spin the tale.
No, bro.
I just cannot believe we live in a world where this is not made up. Like, if this is not a simulation, I don't know what else is. Because Tory Lanez and house arrest were beating up August Alsina. Bro, this is... where are the contracts? Like, I want to see where California is not allowed to come out and say, these cops aren't real. Because that's how I'm really feeling, bro.
I feel like at this point, like, we have enough evidence against Tory Lanez specifically that maybe he does need to be in his house for a second.
This man is dangerous.
Yeah, I think that he is... I'm going to sound like J. Jonah Jameson for a second. He is a menace.
Yeah, okay, hold on. I'm not going to say Tory Lanez is dangerous.
Bro,
because I guess that's what I'm not getting over. Also,
why is he fighting August though? Like, I have.
I just want to know how many more rooms does Tory Lanez get to walk in and be the biggest dog in there? Because this is what's happening. This is what's happening, right? We're letting Tory walk up in these rooms, and this. You know what I mean, bro? Like,
I'm not here for it.
So this is why now I'm like, okay. How does the culture feel about Tory Lanez, really?
He's a menace. He's a villain.
He makes dope music.
He needs to be stopped. Hey, maybe if he stays his ass in the house or drop another album. Who knows?
Bro, he's out. The consensus, though, is that Tory Lanez's music is pretty good.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I can't say that I hate his music.
Mm-hmm.
I just hate what he does everywhere else but in the studio.
That's true. Which this man spends a lot of time out the studio beating up people.
That's what I'm saying. Beating people up.
Allegedly. We got to say that. Allegedly. How does this look for his case against Megan?
It looks terrible.
But isn't it a thing that you can't look at another, you know, open case? Like, that can't affect the opinion of your of that case, right? Is that not a thing?
The court of public opinion still comes into play whenever you're being tried for these things.
Damn, bro. Everybody knows.
They're still going to pull a jury.
Yes.
And the jury knows what your last 2-3 convictions were, or charges at least, like, because you're a celebrity. So there's no such, unless they like dead ass pulled people who have no radio, no fucking TV, no access to social media.
Which then, how do you even get a hold of those people?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's no way. And everybody knows all about all of this other stuff. And so if he get, or well, he already got the verdict, and it was house arrest. So mm-hmm. if that's the worst that they handed him, then that's the worst that they were going to get.
This brings up, because we're going to talk more about this later. This, because this brings up, actually, I didn't even plan this, but this brings up a really good point. Who's in a worse run right now? And I want y'all to think about this, like think about it. Tory Lanez, The Baby, or Ezra Miller?
Ezra Miller, for Ezra sure. Miller.
Okay. I'm glad we're all on that. I'm glad we're all see eye to eye on that. So why is it that Tory Lanez is on house arrest, facing 50 years in jail for shooting Megan allegedly? The Baby is catching bodies, is ruining his career and doing all that, is getting blackballed, right? And Ezra Miller goes on a countrywide spree of kidnapping, robberies, entering and breaking, and like just
grand larceny.
Like, you know, like this man looked at a list of laws to break and just went down the list.
Oh my God.
Why is it Ezra Miller just gets to walk away from all that, keeps his show, The Flash? Because I don't know if y'all saw it. No. The news came out.
They don't have. The Flash TV show is over already, but the movie. They are still going to be in it, but they're going to write him out of the future uses.
But the fact that he still gets to be in it, he gets to come back and do his little apology tour,
man,
talk about things, and it's going to bring up, because this is
here's
a point I'm going to bring up later concerning something else. I'm just saying, bro, like, it seems we're giving a lot of passes to some people and not others.
Here's the thing. If Tory Lanez had been 90% of the way through filming a movie, they would have still had his ass on the movie.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
That movie would have been shelved.
Nope.
Easily. Yes, nope. They would have.
Nope.
Bro, that movie would have been shelved quick.
Here's an example. Do you remember that movie Takers with Chris Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that if the Rihanna drama had happened,
that's before, different?
It's
different. I'll tell you exactly why it's different after this commercial break. And we're back.
Alright, so the point that I was about to make was that it's not so much that I'm talking about, like, Tory Lanez specifically, or, like, anybody specifically. It's that, like, Hollywood has its own autonomy. And so, if you're trying to complete a project and you really don't want to have to hire somebody else and rewrite your whole script, bro, we're gonna get this motherfucker out of here and we're gonna get them in this movie. Like, it doesn't matter.
Hollywood has shelved completed movies before.
Oh,
it would have been okay shelving this movie.
If you're taking in Tory Lanez's public image against Ezra Miller's public image, then yeah, you could probably make that case. But up until this point, Ezra Miller has had no real, like, negative public image.
What?
And now we're coming across this like R. Kelly. And you saw how long it took them to put R. Kelly away.
I can't let you get away with that, because up until Tory Lanez allegedly shot Meg Thee Stallion, what had Tory Lanez done up until that point?
I mean, up until Ezra Miller was apparently doing the things that he's doing, or they're doing, what else did you have against them?
Okay,
Literally nothing.
You can't leverage that. This man...
We're literally going tit for tat
this
right
man,
now.
No, you're not. Tory Lanez did one freaking thing, and maybe he beat up August. Honestly, August, bro, why again beat up by Tory Lanez? Whatever. Ezra Miller kidnapped, robbed, like over state lines. This man didn't stay in his hometown and couldn't get caught. This man was all over the country. This man is literally committing this person is legit committing crime. Like, bro, you could map out his crimes. That's wholly different than allegedly shooting somebody and beating up a situationship. Okay? You know what I mean? I'm just saying, because we're going to talk about this later.
All I'm saying...
Some people get away with a lot more than some other people. And the point you made earlier about, like... I don't know if you want to make the point about, like, Chris Brown still being left in that movie. We know why that movie was filmed and nobody cared. All right, we ain't even gotta go into it.
T.I. was also in it too.
Huh?
T.I. was also in it
too. But again,
that was just them.
But that goes right back to the point of what I'm saying. Some people, you know, but in some communities, obviously, it's like what people said earlier. Black people should have canceled Kanye West. We never did. Same thing with, you know, T.I. and Chris Brown. We should have canceled them.
T.I. for sure.
But why are we canceling T.I.?
Bro, don't you remember the sexual trafficking charges against Tiny and T.I.?
That's crazy. They covered that up quick.
That one went away.
That's when I knew T.I. had money, low-key.
You heard about that one for approximately 2 weeks and it disappeared.
Yeah.
I don't even want to look it up
anymore. Honestly. But this next one's interesting. I was scrolling social media, as I often do. Like, I think we all do. And I came across this news. This was interesting to me.
From a legitimate source.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw it too.
I want to bring this up because a while back, we didn't talk about this, but the world chess champion, the world... Yeah, did I say that? Yeah, okay.
I think we did talk about that.
No, we didn't. Not on the podcast. Mm. Not on the podcast. So a couple months back, this guy's going all over the world, kind of like Ezra Miller, you know what I mean? Stopping in different places and doing different crimes, really.
But his crimes are that of the emotional level.
I mean, physical, in the chess world. Physical, if you ask me. So there were some allegations raised around him where you're like, hey, man, you're cheating. We don't know how. We can't tell because there's just no way, but you're cheating. Comes to find out, I think, don't quote me on this, but it was along the line, so I'm probably not really wrong.
My man
had a butt plug.
Yep.
That was apparently sending him vibrations on what to do next.
Honestly, yeah. Mad respect.
Bro, I got to clap for that one.
I can't.
Wow.
I can't give it any other kudos.
Wow. Dedication, hard work, blood, sweat, and tears.
Bro, and also shout out to the team that was supporting him because, you know.
You think he put the butt plug in himself or somebody else did it?
How the fuck else would he? Okay, you know. insertion can be done by yourself. But who the fuck is sending you the vibrations, you know?
Bro, like, is that like Morse code almost?
Bro, and imagine, you know, if he's like one of the best chess players in the world and he's got a team. Was it one dude that was just watching the broadcast being like, no, do this one? Or is it like three or four motherfuckers in the
And do you think they were arguing about it? And one goes, no, it's A. The person goes, no, it's B. And
you know. And chess happens so fast, too. Like, these motherfuckers out here, like, they're watching this dude pick up this piece, and they're like, dude one is like, hey, he's about to move it over here. Dude two is like, no. Three and four are over here just like, hey, wherever his hand hovers... That's what we gotta do. And then they're just over here tapping on the phone screen, sending the vibrations.
That's crazy.
Oh, man.
How long do you think it takes for you to train like that?
Honestly, for the right person, not very long.
You think this is... Okay.
Hey, we were just talking about how some people are just real into that.
Mm-hmm.
So, some people be having that loose sphincter.
With that, we gotta edit out.
Oh, no.
But anyway, this brings us to what I'm trying to talk about now. I don't even really know how to bring this up, and I'm kind of ashamed that I'm having to bring this up. So there's a new sport, and we're not talking about pickleball, which I know is getting a lot of traction right now. I've said worse shit on this podcast, but
you're gonna have to say it. I'm not doing it.
So it's a I know something perfect for this actually. So this brings us to the point we're trying to make, and it's just one of those things where let me pick the right one for this here. No, not the beats. I just need the sound effects. Spunk lit. I already don't like that.
Oh, God. See? We're already getting too close.
Yeah, man. What is this? That's not loud enough. Maybe I just don't have to say it. That's a lot of work just not to have to say it.
Oh, my God.
So, there's this new sport out there called the Try Not To you know, Weezy F Spunk. Baby in the F store. right, that's a weird sport. I think he was British, so I guess he was don't they call them wankers out there or some shit like that?
Oh my god. But a wanker is just like a foreigner or like somebody you dislike.
Well, my man is real foreign with this sport, okay?
Oh so, my god.
We're gonna use it. People out here just cheating. My man was using performance enhancing antidepressants to win. I don't even know what that means. How are you using performance enhancing antidepressants all in the same word? Because those things, to me, sound like they'd cancel each other out.
So, as a person who was previously on antidepressants...
We got an expert here.
If you take the right type of mental health drugs, your libido decreases.
Mm.
And your, like, production of, you know, ejaculate and things like that is, like, lowered. And so, like... You can last longer than a regular person just because your body is like, yeah, this is a...
Look at where we are as a country. The fact that we even had to have this explanation in these podcasts is ridiculous. Look at where we at as a country. The drug epidemic is crazy. That's what I got to say. Because I'm not going to knock you...
talking about this before the podcast.
Bro, yeah, because I ain't going to knock you, man. Like, get your bag how you get your bag. But don't cheat, you know what I mean? Like, that's one hell of a sport to go into. And
but was he cheating? Was he taking them just, like, intentionally for that? Or was it, like, he's just on antidepressants?
I think the article made it very clear. This man only won these wank-offs by taking some extra pills on the side.
My goodness.
Which is kind of crazy.
Jesus Christ.
I just want to know what the training for a sport like that is. Because honestly, bro, I know... shit gets tired.
There's methods.
No way. I refuse to believe
it. There's methods and machines.
Oh my gosh. Women are online talking about men don't wash their asses.
First of all.
Newsflash.
Do you wash your ass?
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100.
Just for the record, you know, since we're talking shit.
100%. Yeah. Actually, when they came out with this news, I was a little bit flabbergasted, some would say. Because who's out here not washing their ass, bro?
Bro, yeah.
It's like wearing the same pair of drawers twice in a row.
You better be scrubbing your shit, exfoliating every now and then, too, you know?
Well, you should be scrubbing the shit out, actually.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, you know? Like, every once in a while, probably, like, once a week, I will, like, fully exfoliate, mm-hmm. like, below the belt.
You have to.
Because it gets away all the dirt, and also it makes me feel real soft.
Yeah, okay, well.
Bro, sometimes you gotta exfoliate, and you're like, damn, bro, my ass is kind of soft. Like, that's nice.
I, for one, I agree with you. You just gotta take care of everything.
Bro, it's like skincare.
Man,
like,
listen.
You gotta have your facial
listen,
care, you gotta
as
have
a man,
your ass care, bro.
As a man. You should never pull down your pants and it just smells rancid down there.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, as men, we need to stop this.
And I don't care what
you know
you're
what's crazy?
Doing that day
You
either.
Know what's crazy about that? Some men are going to hear this and be like, bro, what are you talking about? Apparently, it needs to be said. Apparently, it needs to be said. We should be washing our ass, getting out all the dingleberries, and getting everything out of there.
Bro, if your dad never bullied you, or like whoever the fuck was around when you were younger didn't bully you about washing your ass, then that was just bad.
Yeah,
that was frequent.
we gotta do better at that. But on the same note, I guess because I'm not on the other side, this was definitely one of those things that I saw a lot of women commenting on, that I was like, you know, maybe it's because I don't know, you know what I mean. But as a guy, I'm fairly clean. I think it's to the point where I've had multiple experiences now where women were very taken aback by how clean I am as a guy, which is very telling, because that means you're just a really gross person. Like, come on. You know what I mean? I guess in my experience, I could say the same thing about women. There's a lot of times, like, you know, like women who want you to give them head or, like, do something, and you go, I'm going to be real with you. It does not smell good. It does not smell good. Well, no matter, and I'm not talking about, because, you know, I'm sure women are going to hear this and be like, well, it depends on the time, it depends. Well, what she, whatever the excuse is, there's no excuse. If y'all coming out to do it, so I'm gonna be real with y'all. I don't know what it's like on the other side of that, but I'm going to be real. There's a lot of women out there who think, like, they'll come right off of work, bro, and be like, oh, let's do this. Like, ugh, no, like, you smell.
All I know is, if I'm planning to do something, I will shower before it.
Yeah.
That's my personal, you know, thing. It doesn't matter if that's my fourth shower for the day. I do not care. I will continue to shower, and I will reapply lotion, whatever.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Like,
also speak up a little louder. But,
oh, yeah, sorry.
The other thing, too, is I feel like women really don't like clean men. Because a lot of times, also, I will say, some of the women who are commenting on this, I know y'all personally. And this is what brought along this this point, because I know who you guys actively choose to date. And I'm like, how can you even make this comment with who you choose to date? You know what I mean, bro? Like,
yeah.
Like, how? Because that's what we talked about in the last episode. Same thing, you know, white girl, this black man hates white men. Mm-hmm. They break up. The next person to date, oh my gosh, you wouldn't believe it. White. Same thing here. You know, girl,
it's
dates.
Like the Democrat Republican cycle in the American presidency.
Yes, bro. It's the same thing. Like, they hop on social media talking about, yeah, a lot of guys need to be doing this. And the guy they literally cannot get over and they're crying and losing their mind over is one of the nastiest niggas we know. You know what I mean, bro? So I don't think women. That's why social media is not a real place. Twitter is not real. A lot of this just can't make sense. Because y'all get on these apps and preach and preach and preach. But we know y'all in real life. You know what I mean? And yes, men should be washing their asses.
Yeah.
Women should be too. Mm-hmm. They, thems, whatever, you know, whatever we're rocking with nowadays, clean your ass. Like, no one wants to smell that.
Ezra Miller,
clean
your ass too.
Yes, bro. But let's not get on the apps and start lying that we all like clean people and that we gotta go. No. Because we know what's really going on around here. We're in fraternities with half the men y'all are dating now.
Oh my God.
So we already know. So I guess the last question is, do you think this is just another passing comment, or do you think women really care? Is this an issue? The men are gonna have to fix and work on actively moving forward? Or do you think this is just another, one of them's a little too upset because he smelled a little way too rancid last time they got around it?
I think that this is just another random internet comment, because if you weren't already washing your ass, then yes, change something, bro. Like, fix something about yourself, because that is not okay.
It's not.
And, like, if you had to, you know, that's exactly what my stepdad used to say growing up, was he was like, you know, he was like, I'm not always gonna ask you, you know, if you washed properly or if you washed your hands or like any of that stuff. One day, a girl is gonna make fun of you because you stink, and then you'll know.
Yeah.
And never did that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that I was always clean. All right. So all you gotta do is make sure that don't happen.
Exactly.
And I can guarantee y'all, some of y'all think that women are not talking about how you smell.
They are.
But they are.
They are. Bro, they talk about everything.
If you ever had an inkling in your mind that you kind of smelled, just avoid crowds, you know?
Yeah.
Avoid the party. Go home. Take yourself a shower. It doesn't matter if you're a little late.
And I'll be real with
you.
Be
clean.
Cleanliness goes a long way, man. And women won't say this. And this is another outlook on it doesn't matter the size of the boat, it's about the motion of the ocean or whatever. Because if you really ain't got it going on in some other aspects, but you're a clean, well put together guy, you might get more looks that way.
Yes.
But bro, you coming out the woodwork smelling like ass, apparently. It's crazy to me, bro. Because for me, I remember last date I went on, I was like, hey girl, like, we can go on this date. But I'm going to be real with you. My next haircut's not until next week. You know what I mean? Just because presentation. It's all about presentation, smelling good, looking good, all trimmed up. Because you never know what might happen. Mm-hmm. But like you said, you know, to a lot of these guys, bro, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll pull up and But again, it brings it right back to maybe it's a standard that women have set that these guys just don't care. Because a lot of those guys, like we know, are married now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And maybe that's what they wanted. Maybe, like, you know, they can talk their shit about their husband, you know, and they just are like, yeah, you know, but every now and then he's still well put together, and like I still, you know, that's help him out with this, that, and the other.
That's insane to me. I'm not doing that.
I'm never letting nobody take credit for my cleanliness.
No, and that's why, bro, whenever whenever I'm out with a girl, date one, I let them know. I don't need anybody to cook, clean, or do none of that for me because
I do that.
I just don't. Yeah. Because you'll never get the opportunity to be like, all he does, he doesn't even do laundry. Or he doesn't da-da-da-da-da. Nah, girl, we're not doing all that. Anyway, so men, take better care of yourselves. Go buy a loofah, a rag.
One of those ones gloves. With that hard coral on the side.
Yeah, man, like, figure it out. Because in 2022, there's no reason why I should be stinking. Because I'm tired of these women getting on social media. And me, as one of the guys being like, what have they been talking about? You know what I mean? Because you know how they're always like, oh, if this didn't pertain to you, it wouldn't upset you. Usually when we're talking about men and things that revolve around how men act. But this is one of those comments I was like, what are y'all talking about? Like, no, I'm not getting away with it. I'm not letting y'all get away with men can't clean themselves because no.
No. That's just not the truth.
Yeah. Anyway.
And if you're fucking with dudes that aren't cleaning themselves, then you really need to be doing
that. That says more about you than it says about the dude, you know what I mean? Because you actively choose to go back to that. So now we need to start wrapping this up. We got to start packing. We got to start loading equipment and getting clothes and shopping and getting ready for a trip to New York. Let's get into the last part. I saved this for last because I'm real upset about this. As we know, Mr. West, or the artist formerly known as Kanye West, yay, has been going to some tangents lately. All bad. We're not going to say some good, some bad. All terrible. But I have a bit of an issue with the public reception of all of this. And I do want to say this, like, carefully. Because I don't condone or agree with anything Kanye West has said about any community, his own included. But it was really interesting to me as a bystander to watch how the industry reacted to Kanye. Not, you know, not his immediate businesses, but everybody else around him, right? It was crazy to me how many people came out the works against Kanye. Not about what he said, but to me, bro, so many people were just standing around waiting for Kanye's downfall.
Man, it's just like, so I love to come back to this topic because we love Travis Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you try to explain anything about Travis Scott, people of a certain demographic is the way that I'll frame this, but people of a certain demographic always love EDM people. I love to talk about how shit of a person Travis Scott is because seven people, I think it actually rose to 13 by the end of it, but 13 people passed away at his show and all this stuff. And I'm like, Where'd you come from?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have so many opinions on Travis Scott now?
All of a sudden. No one's ever died at my raves, bro.
Yes, they did. Could,
yeah,
every
man.
Every time.
And let's not talk about, like, and I hate to say this, but I got to say it. I hated that conversation because we know what happens at raves, right? Like,
bro,
from everything from
drugs to stampedes to mosh pits.
Sexual abuse.
Sexual assault.
Yeah, like the list goes on and on and on. And I remember some of this because we had this conversation with the same people. I never liked it. It was, again, you know, it was one of those things where, what did you really want him to do? But back to this Kanye shit, right? So, yeah,
it's the same thing. Like, people were just waiting. Like, the same people who, anybody who watches Keeping Up with the Kardashians or loves Skims and like all this stuff, like, yeah, sure, you know, their relationship stuff was traumatic. It was ridiculous and it shouldn't have happened that way in the public. However, somebody tweeted the other day, what's her name? The one that has Travis's baby.
Kylie.
They're like, Kylie goes through the same shit that Chloe does, but Kylie's in private.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
okay, you're talking about this cheating scandal?
Yeah.
Okay, that wasn't true. Let's clear this up right now.
But that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always held the same idea that that people only care mm-hmm. because they have access to the information.
Mm-hmm.
If none of this Kanye shit was ever aired, like people just did their journalistic thing and they were like, we're not going to air this ever.
Adidas would still be on board.
Exactly.
Balenciaga.
Nobody would have known. Nobody would have had to print retractions mm-hmm. or any of that stuff mm-hmm. because they would have just shelved it and like kept it silent. You would have just kept saying this shit in private.
That's why I said, you know, some people can say this and get away with it and some can't. Because I agree with you. I 100% agree. Just like people were waiting for Kanye's downfall, like, this went through enough media outlets where people could have been like, we're not going to do this. We're just not going to post this.
I'm just going to paint, like, a random picture. And I don't want this to be, like, making Kanye seem like a good guy or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine... In the early 2000s, you know, you remember that clip of Kanye West being like, don't follow me. Don't follow me.
Yeah.
Like, and he like almost beat that reporter's ass because mm-hmm. he's like, get back up off of me. Imagine you're that guy and you're just like, you know what, man? I'm going to make ruining Kanye like the rest of my career. Because mm-hmm. paparazzi do that. Mm-hmm. Like, there are definitely people who make their whole career like finding embarrassing pictures of one fucking person. Now imagine you're that guy. And he's, like, sitting there waiting, like, yeah, man, I got, like, 13 years of Kanye footage to just drop on the internet real quick, guys. Like, I got you. I've been building this journalistic article, all of this stuff. And then he just, next year, drops all of it. Like, yeah, sure. That would definitely make him look bad. Because mm-hmm. now we have all these videos. Like, but... I'm still on that same board where it's, like, if he had been in the quiet doing his own thing... And still saying the same things, nobody would have found out. That's what happened.
Drink Champs, if they never posted that interview, this wouldn't have happened. You know what I mean?
It's a double-edged sword.
And again, it's not saying that Kanye was right or he isn't right or that he's being done dirty.
Yeah.
But this goes to prove my point that Diddy could have been like, yo, y'all ain't posting this shit. Just like the shop at HBO got, you know, like right when they recorded it. They go, yo, we're not posting this. Because he said some wild shit. Yeah. They just left it at that.
Yep.
Nobody dropped him. Nobody canceled him. The drink chimp stuff happened. You know, obviously that went viral.
It's a double-edged sword for anybody who wants to try to work with him at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, you know... journalistic integrity, right? Like, Drink Champs is like, we don't cut content. Like, they haven't really had to do it before, besides maybe, like, a few handful of occasions.
Mm-hmm.
They don't cut content. And so, for them to even have Kanye on, you're like, damn. Is he gonna take some of it back? Are we gonna be the ones to get him? Like,
people are talking about
regretting it.
People are talking about everything Drink Champs could have done, and I'm like, man, listen,
it's not on them,
it's
man.
Not.
You brought a tiger into the building, bro, not anybody can just wrangle a tiger, okay? Like,
no. And again, I understand why Kanye lost his deals, but again, I think this is definitely more of a public perception
mm-hmm.
than it is how the actual entertainment business feels about Kanye West.
Yeah.
Adidas.
And that's
also, bro,
that calls back to what I was saying about Ezra Miller. Granted, they're different races
mm-hmm.
and you could place them in different positions. However, Kanye is about to be put into the Ezra Miller position by
100%.
Just saying shit. Because, you know, you've got an influence. And people don't want to get rid of that influence. Mm-mm. Like, people really want to use you for that.
Adidas is planning on selling Yeezys, but taking away the fact that they're Yeezys.
Exactly.
Honestly, that's not going to bode well. I'm not going to lie to you.
No.
We're not buying it.
No.
We're not buying it. If Kanye's not really... And not to say, oh, this is us standing up for Kanye West.
No.
We're only buying Adidas because they were fucking Yeezys.
Yeah, dude.
You know
on.
What I mean? The most readily accessible Yeezys to the mass market. You take that away and call it Super Boost, whatever... We're not buying it. It's just not going to happen.
The AY Boost 9000.
Yeah. And then, right, Balenciaga comes out and drops some. Vogue comes out and drops some. All that made sense to me, his agency. But then I woke up.
Bro, I also was like, he still had an agent this whole time?
Bro, 100%.
I thought that he was running that shit himself.
Bro, his set designers dropped them. Like, the list goes on. The streaming service he had dropped them today.
Jesus Christ.
Bro, yeah, it's left and right. But
this guy bought a Parler. You saw that?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I saw a thing. Maybe we can talk about that off air, but I saw a thing that was like slightly into the direction of conspiracy, but it's like a pretty well evident like
that he meant to do this.
No, that Candace Owen has just been low key setting him up, left and right.
I saw that too, and what I have to say will have to happen off air.
Yeah,
because I was like, man, if you're gonna do all this, at least,
bro, you could have set anybody else up, bro. Come on.
Yeah. But at the same time, like I said, I took a nap yesterday and woke up. Lil Duval taking a shot at Kanye West, talking about, oh, we're gonna really see if he was really a billionaire. That's kind of what I was trying to talk about.
And what were you? Weren't you just trying to negotiate your contracts a couple months ago?
Bro, for real. And that's what I wanted to talk about. It's like, I get it. Kanye West is just tarnishing his legacy. Call it whatever you want. But this is exactly why I said this needed to be an internal black affair. No one needed to know about this. It didn't need to get out. If anything, bro, we could have conspired to just retire Kanye West and then nothing ever gets out. You know what I mean, bro? Yeah. That's what I really wanted to happen, but
the media is way more powerful than you think. But like we brought up last week, I think that was last week, the media also loves to tear down black people.
Yeah,
and they love to use black people to tear down black people.
Exactly.
White media at least does. Mm-hmm. And so by Kanye West doing all this crazy shit in front of white media, they're just going to keep using it. They're never going to put it away.
It's like he apologized, but no one's airing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he apologized, which obviously not apology. You need more than that. But
I don't know, dude.
Weight Watchers.
Sell your house or something.
What does Weight Watchers, an entire company built off of fat phobia, have to say about Kanye West? Ridiculous. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's like a lot of people who have these things they need to say, I'm like, this is, y'all looking real ugly right now. Like, this ugly.
You got Foot Locker on this list, bro.
Bro, Foot Locker. Bro, no. Foot Locker talking about, we're not going to sell Yeezys no more. Y'all sold Yeezys?
Bro,
I've never walked into a Foot Locker and you guys were designated, like, shoe stop for hot drops. You know what I mean?
No.
This isn't the Flight Club.
I went to Champs before I came to y'all.
Bro, yeah, this isn't Flight Club that has all them shoes wrapped in plastic that are one-on-ones. This is Foot Locker. Have you ever been to... What does Foot Locker have to say about Kanye West? Shut up. Yeah. Like, let it go.
Don't sell Yeezys then. Fine. We'll see how that goes.
You never did. Yeah. Exactly. And all these other companies that were just... I don't know.
Hey,
Fortnite banned Kanye West forever. I didn't know that was really going on.
Was he playing Fortnite, bro?
I don't know.
What?
Dude, I'm telling you. And again, I understand this company is trying to come under solidarity and doing all that. But at the same time, like I said, Adidas is going to keep selling Yeezys under a different name.
Yeah.
And that's the punchline of that joke, honestly.
Bro, it's like I currently work in the weed industry. And, you know, Cookies, the like official weed brand in the United States. They had a deal to work with a farm here in Washington to like grow their weed, but the business deal went south, and so Cookies was like, all right, man, fuck you guys, and like the other company was like, no, fuck you guys, and they just are selling Cookies weed under different names.
Yes, see, that's how you should do it. Because what else
like,
happened?
Yeah, guys, you still gave us, like, the genetics. Like, we can make a plant. Like,
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
It's not going to be the same. Like, Yeezys... No matter what they rebuild them and reframe and resell them at, or it's never gonna hit the same, right? Yeah. Like Nike didn't try to keep making the Red Octobers; they just stopped making them. Like they just said, no, Kanye's not doing it. So who's gonna buy these $400 shoes if it's not tied to Kanye West? Same thing's gonna happen. Obviously, again, like this isn't saying Kanye's right or reciting with him, but it is really interesting how people choose to move when they know. Like Lil Duval would've licked the dirt behind Kanye, and I'm sure to work with Kanye West.
For sure.
I'm just gonna be honest about it.
Definitely. Yeah. A lot of the people, at least in the music community,
they still will
shit about Kanye would definitely still work.
They still will, yeah. And they'll be behind closed doors. That's why, you know, him and John Legend will get along, because John Legend was trying to be like, oh, F Kanye West. And then he go, bro, you were just out my house.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Because remember he was like, oh yeah, I can't believe Kanye West and da 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 da. And Kanye literally posted a picture of John Legend playing piano at his house. Like, I'm not gonna forget that.
That's like the picture of him with Mark Zuckerberg. He's like, he was my boy, Mark.
Yeah, we did karaoke together. Honestly, bro, I'd be sorry about that too.
Oh my
Again,
God,
not to say who's wrong or right, but we're just hanging out, bro. Like, you had none of this sentiment when we were hanging out.
Yeah, don't try to flip the script. If that's the way you feel and you was at my house, you could have spoke to me about it.
You don't even have to feel that way. If you know you don't really care, say that.
Yeah.
Say that and stand behind that. And that's why, like, the CEO or the Spotify CEO being like, yeah, we're not going to condone what Kanye is doing, but why would we take his music off the platform?
That's dumb.
It's not in any of his music.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, wow, how could you? How could I what? Not remove the music, like...
Bro, all right, if that's the case, let me take Ozzy Osbourne off of here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take fucking all of the greatest rock stars in our country.
That's
off
what
of
I was
going
to say.
Like,
that's what I was going to say. You know, a lot of these brands that we choose to follow and give our money to, you look back into it, even Volkswagen that I love a lot, they were making German tanks during the war. Like, I'm sure I shouldn't be aligning myself with the VW badge, but I love them cars, right? Like Prada, I hear a lot of brands that we really choose to invest in. What, half of them are racist, xenophobic, sexist.
We're never meant for the poor.
Yeah, we're never meant for the blacks or whatever the spin on it was. You know, but here we are still doing it. But again, which brings us to the point of now that it's Kanye West and one of the black pioneers, we should never give him power. We should never let him do it. We should never done this. We should never done that. And again, maybe we did herald the wrong guy to be the first black billionaire in America. Maybe. But I'm not going to sit here and not say that. A lot of this shit is just hella left field for a lot of these people and companies that are like, because again, it's not, they're not even coming out and saying, hey, we don't support this. They're trying to make, you know, like jokes and whatever about it. It's like, I think I saw a BLM shirt the other day, but it didn't say Black Lives Matter. I think it said, like, it was something sexual is all I know. I don't remember what it was something sexual. And I was like, see? Yeah, I don't even really care. Like, let's cut all the bullshit. And that's one thing I've always stood behind. Because I know a lot of people, they get really caught up on, like, social media and just, like... I don't want to say mob mentality, but it is mob mentality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's legit mob mentality. And I don't know. It just gets gross after a while. Because while I don't agree with everything, with nothing Kanye West has been doing these last couple months, let's not try to act like he isn't still Kanye West, right? Like, that half of us wouldn't still work with him, put out his music. Let this blow over, bro. Let this blow over. I'm sure there's a like epic marketing game plan to bring Kanye West back in good graces, and the Yeezys will outsell again.
Man,
you know
time.
What I mean?
Adidas,
every time.
Adidas has some kind of crazy plan to be like, we were responsible for Kanye West's rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought him back to
we every, played the porn.
Yeah,
We played the porn.
We brought him into a room and we played him his favorite,
mm-hmm.
Black.
He was actually trying to show us how he can only play porn since we hacked his phone. I would actually believe that.
Oh my
See,
goodness.
Bro, this is what you sound like because you guys won't take the porn off my screen.
Oh my God, bro.
But, anyway. Oh, that was a lot. We're coming up in an hour. Last thing I'm going to bring up, bro, is Madonna and Britney Spears.
What about them? Because I have several things that I've seen in media recently. And
I would
you go first.
I would like Britney Spears to, I saw this meme because it didn't really hit me because I know Britney's been going through it. And I was like, you know, she's been posting some racy things online. Maybe that's her getting back to form. Like, it is what it is. We all heal differently. Until I saw a picture of SpongeBob and, you know, they like Photoshop some coochie on him and they go, Britney Spears on all her posts. And I go, huh, you know, I've been feeling that way too. And I go to her page and lo and behold, it's a whole lot of that.
It's so funny.
So it was interesting to me because I think she says she's going to put out a movie. And the movie is called... I'm not logged into to freaking Twitter. But I think I sent it to you. It was called something. It was something about her pussy. I don't know. And I just thought that was interesting because is she no longer in that censorship? Is that what's going on? So now she's,
that's exactly
all the shelved movies that she wanted to put out are not gonna come out, right? We're able to find her. Let's see.
I'm looking at her profile.
No, go to her Twitter, which I guess that was slightly on her profile too. Which I'm not saying she's bad looking. That's not what we're going at all. And body positivity, whatever. But scroll. Let's see. Where is it? I had just I was like, man, this is crazy. You think that's a real movie?
For a movie this week, The Legislative Act of My Pussy. No, I don't think it's a real movie. I think she's just talking.
That's not Britney Spears, is it?
No.
Okay. But I brought that up because crazy things are happening in the Caucasian world. It's like that video of that woman singing we watched earlier. And then Madonna. Is Madonna bi? Does anyone know what Madonna's... Sexuality? Or is she just out here existing?
What do you mean?
Did she come out as non-binary?
I'm pretty sure.
Because I know I saw a video where she was like, if I miss this, that means I'm like something. So okay.
There's a whole Wikipedia page called Madonna as a Gay Icon.
Okay, that's wild. I don't know. But what I wanted to bring up is how she had made this post. She goes, hey, like, I'm getting a lot of backlash for saying I might, be a little bit more flexible than others. Let me remind y'all that I paved the way for a lot of these artists. And she named Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, and like some other, artists and stuff. And they weren't too happy about it because they're like, yo, honestly, like, we get it, but you can make your statement and leave her name out of it. And I don't know how I felt about that. Because is Madonna really wrong for saying if it wasn't for what she did in the past, that these women nowadays wouldn't have the ground to do what they do? Or is Madonna wrong for speaking about the rap community because that's a whole different genre of music anyway?
That's a difficult one. Because I don't know anybody who's saying
also ever tell me that I caught clout off of you.
Any person really who says that they paved the way for you, like, to say it yourself is not humble,
and I guess that's
true. Very much conceited. So, and also, you could, if she's talking about, like, the hip-hop community, then she's dead wrong. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see Missy Elliott beat the shit out of her for that. But...
Oh, wow. We don't condone violence. Commercial break.
Yeah, I would definitely love to see Missy Elliott fight. I know she can fight.
I believe it.
But, yeah, no. Don't ever try to tell me that you did this for me. And also, as a white person, please do not try to come into the hip-hop community and say
I think
that
that's where it went real sour because... Yeah, girl, you could have held on to that.
Yeah,
you could have held on to that.
We were totally fine with you.
And right now, with the space hip hop is heading in, the way our pioneers are looking, the way these newer artists are only selling 36K and Taylor Swift is selling 1.5 mil, we need to relax.
There's a reason why you only get a Jack Harlow, a Lil Dicky, an Eminem once every like 3 to 6 years in the rap community.
Yeah,
like, okay, that. It's not that we don't like them. Mm-hmm. It's just that they ain't like us.
Yeah. And we got to be careful about who we let in because some of y'all be saying some real stupid shit.
We can't be letting you do that shit.
No. And on that note, I got to start packing. We got to do a lot of stuff. I got to head to downtown. I got to get some new shoes, some new sweats. Josh was telling me he saw Fear of God for $40. And I'm like, you did not.
Where?
At Nordstrom. Yeah, relax. Anyway, we're going to wrap up this podcast. It's been your host once again. It's been great. I'm loving this. Episode 51. It's Luigi, and we out.
Hey, and Caleb, have a good night.
What? It's 1:47 p.m. right now.
Hey, I didn't know.